Local Agenda, hosted by Rich Styles, D'Lo, and Erica, where we talk about music, current events, and hot topics.
Hey guys, this is another episode of Local Agenda. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow our podcast page on Twitter at Agenda Vocal. And without further ado, let's get into the first topic, which would be Lady Gaga's fashion statement. I heard on the radio that apparently her fashion statement made it possible for people, I guess, within the hip-hop community or just the black community, period, if they're artists, made them more comfortable with expressing themselves within fashion. So
that's a lie. I feel that's a bald-faced lie. I feel like now we've been doing that. Like, hip-hop, the hip-hop community, like people in general, have been doing that, have been freely expressing themselves. It's just probably at a time had just now became popular, into which y'all use Lady Gaga as that, make it mainstream. Like, people of color have always done that.
Right.
So I don't see how they feel like, oh, she made it comfortable when we are who we are every day. Like,
exactly.
We have to live with us being different and, you know, being able to express ourselves the way we do every day, and which is challenging. So my eyes is like they just took a white woman and just decided to give her credit.
Right.
Because I feel like even with like Madonna now, I'm like, black people were dressing like that. Like, we always express ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes, majority of the time, white culture come and take it and try to claim it as their own.
True.
Exactly.
I feel the same way. I just look at it like she, it's been done before her, but she made it, I guess you could say she made it more popular and popularized it. Like, it became her main statement as an artist. And then they kind of confused that with the fact that she, you know, she started it, or she's the reason why everybody, I don't really think a lot of people are patterning or trying, a lot of these other artists, these black female artists are patterning themselves behind her. I don't think so. There have been artists, black artists before her that has been expressing their fashion statements and the way they look and how it, you know, expresses their image and who they are. So I just think that, like what Erica was saying, she's a white face, and they love to take white faces and put it up there and say all of these black artists are following that white face. That's what it is.
Agreed. Yeah, I kind of pretty much felt the same way when I heard it. I know everybody's facial expression probably said the exact same thing when they mentioned it on the radio. Because the first thing the person mentioned on the radio, they was like, are you kidding me? Come on. We had Patti LaBelle, who was out here getting on these stages wearing these obnoxious feather outfits with these big hats and a crazy hairstyle. Like, that was her fashion statement. That was part of her image when she performed for these people. And people enjoyed that because of the dramatics from it. So if it was already being done in the black community for artists for a while, and it, you know, it just got popularized over some years ago, whatever the case was, and like you said, with Lady Gaga making it more popular within her image, that don't mean that she made it comfortable for black people to express themselves when they wear these piece of clothing. Like, that's their fashion statement. That's how they felt. That's what they wanted to bring to their image. And people just got to respect that. Lady Gaga did not invent that.
Hold on, sorry not to cut you off. It went out for like 5 seconds, so you want to repeat back what you were saying?
I heard everything he said.
Yeah, on my end, it just went out. I don't know what happened.
Try to remember what I said. Basically, I was just saying, like, you know, Lady Gaga didn't invent what they're trying to put on her. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of black people within the community was already using these images, well, these piece of clothing as part of their images from Patti LaBelle performing. Everybody loved seeing her in this big feather outfit. They loved when she would throw her hat with a bunch of feathers or kick off her shoes. Whatever the case was, they enjoyed looking at her image because they know that it was a part of her. Even down to like RuPaul in the drag racing thingy, like he's been doing that for a while. Like a lot of black people was using fashion to express themselves, and that's just not something that Lady Gaga presented as a whole. So she didn't start that. So I think that they just need to, you know, respect black people more and quit trying to take everything, because they've been doing it. And I don't think that they're ever going to stop, but they just need to chill out.
True. I agree with that.
So with the next topic, because we probably will be on this one for a little hot minute. Whose come up was more genuine, Nicki or Cardi?
You know what? I remember I was hearing, I think it was a YouTube video, and they was talking about that subject, and they were saying they felt like Cardi had a more genuine and impactful come up just because she was able to land a number one. My personal opinion is I don't really see Cardi's come up. I don't see it, how is it really compared to Nicki's, because when Cardi came up, she didn't have that song that rose her from, you know, underground to mainstream. She, even though she signed a label, but she didn't have that song. Bodak Yellow came a little bit after. And with Bodak Yellow, it was like the drama between Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian that made that song popular, that people was listening to it. It wasn't a song really, like, it just, like, people latched onto it organically, and then it grew onto people, and then it rose up. It wasn't like that. It was a song that was surrounded by that whole mess between Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, and that's when that song got popular. With Nicki, her come up, she, what is it called? Itty Bitty Piggy, when that came up, that song was played in clubs. It was played all over. I remember it was talked about in New York. It was a news articles and news clips in New York. Like, all the clubs were playing that song. Here in Atlanta, when I was going to school, everybody was listening to that song. That song was that staple song that brought Nicki to where she is. So I feel like the whole Nicki and Cardi career debut comparison is kind of crazy, because Nicki's music is what really brought Nicki to where she is today. It was her music that people latched onto. It was her music that made that impact, that opened that door for her to come in. But Cardi, it wasn't the music. It was Love and Hip Hop. It was her personality. It was IG Lives. It was her going on there, talking a bunch of mess, roasting people, saying a bunch of crazy stuff that made her who she is. People don't talk about Cardi because of her music. They talk about her because of the mess that she get involved in. Right. When Nicki's name is mentioned, that's when it's talked about her music and her catalog and what she has done. And on top of that, if we're going to talk about impact, Bodak Yellow compared to Itty Bitty Piggy, the impact wasn't there, because Itty Bitty Piggy hit people's ears, and they were the ones that were spreading word of mouth that made that song popular.
Right.
Bodak Yellow, it didn't have that. It had a huge marketing promo budget, along with the whole mess going on with Rob Kardashian and what's her name, Blac Chyna, that made that song popular. So it was just a wave that was written to make that song what it is. Then if you're talking about debut albums, if you're going to go that part, Nicki's debut album was like, her debut album, Pink Friday, the sales, I think it was like 375K, yeah, sales. And also, that I think that album was number one, wasn't it? Did it hit number one?
I don't.
Later on, it
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I think, yeah, at a later date, but not, you know, when it came out.
Right. But,
because she was behind Kanye.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. But yeah, like with the sales and everything, she had the highest sales. Even till this day, there's no other female rapper to drop an album that hit that same, you know, within that same sales. So I'm just looking at, like, her album even speaks for itself. The catalog, the diversity, the music, what she's put in it, the features she had on it, the features, like, if we're going to talk about the features of people who trust themselves to put themselves on her album, trusting her skills, like, I just don't see where the comparison is when it comes to Cardi B's come up and her debut album and her debut wave, and then you got Nicki's. I don't see the comparison.
Right.
Agree. There is no comparison. It's like you decided to use a show, you know, to come up off of, which, hey, it is what it is. You know, if they've done it before, you had Making a Band. Then you had someone that did not do what she do, and that was selling mixtapes out of her car, you know, and booking herself so she can, you know, get time in, especially with, you know, she had people just, I don't understand. They only use that number one, and to this point, it's like, okay, what else does she have? You have no culture impact. So to this day, I can't even name one of your mixtape songs that you have.
Right.
And it's like, I don't understand how people can compare those two in any way, in any form. Cardi needs to be compared to the people who, you know, is in her league, which is, I guess they want to say Nicki because of the number ones, but at the same time, it's like, Nicki wraps circles around you. If y'all want to go ahead and actually be what hip-hop is about, why don't you have them rap? Why haven't Cardi did a rap battle or anything?
Exactly.
Freestyle, nothing. So it's like, you can't sit here and compare somebody and say this or her come up was more genuine than this one. At the end of the day, it wasn't. Exactly. Nicki came in having features. You know why she has these features? Because these people wanted her on these songs. That woman was in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
When it came down, when she first came in, high demand. Her wave was so much more, like, did so much more for the culture than Cardi's wave has.
Exactly. The impact is different.
So, man, totally different. Totally different. And people don't want to see it because of the simple fact that she ain't had on number one. That was never her thing to begin with when she first came into the game. It wasn't often to get number ones and number ones. No, that woman was thinking business-wise.
Exactly.
Right. And then
I'm about to build my kingdom up. Mm-hmm. I'm about to be the new and improved rap queen. And what I said about this is I'm about to get on everybody beat and I'm about to kill it.
You know what? The one thing I do respect about her the most is that she never came in saying she's the queen of anything. She waited until she earned that title to then say, okay, now I've earned it, I am that.
Who?
Nicki.
You said she didn't come in saying what?
No, I said she didn't come in proclaiming to be the queen of anything. I like that she actually
She waited until she earned it. She said that I'm going to be, but she never came in saying that she was this and was that. She did not, that she didn't do.
Right. And then even her debut album set is still set a lot of achievements and records that are not even broken today. So, like, I don't really, that album really set the tone for female rap. I just don't get, like, I get Cardi as her big wave. She's doing her thing. And then, you know, I mean, from a business perspective, we can respect that. But what I don't understand is, like, they want to make it seem so much that she is above Nicki in every way. They're trying everything. And it's...
Yeah, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and then when you try too hard, people see that. Like, you know, it's come to the point where all these awards that she's won that we know, like, she really didn't earn. It's kind of like, okay, now y'all doing too much. Like, y'all doing way too much. You're going to have to do all this. She... come on now. A writing award? How did Cardi qualify for that?
But that's the thing about this whole industry. The problem is they want to use Cardi to erase Nicki's legacy. You can't do that.
Right.
That's why Nicki's come up is so genuine, because number one, like Erica stated, Nicki had a struggle story. What struggle story did Cardi have? The only thing that she's saying is that she had to struggle to get to where she is. She had to rob people. She had to do this and that to get money to go book studio time and all this bull crap. That's not a struggle story, because to let you tell it, you saying that you did a certain thing and then when people call you out on it, it's a totally different story. Then you have your best friend coming out here with her little podcast out the blue. Nobody even really heard about you. You come out the blue, talk about this girl been crying and stuff, and you had to stick by her side every inch ounce of the way. Okay, well then what exactly was she crying for? Because really it wasn't about music. Because when she came into the game, she was handed a career. You can't be having a genuine come up if you've been handed something. These people handed this career to Cardi, and she was like, okay, I'm about to use it. See how far it takes me. That's not a genuine come up, because Bodak Yellow was definitely pushed to make it seem like she was the best and bigger, better thing than the next Nicki Minaj or whatever the case was. They wanted Cardi's, they wanted her debut to be as popular as Nicki's, but you can't have a bigger debut if you're not genuinely doing it. You got people out here writing for you, and you even said that you had people out here writing for you. Nicki didn't have nobody writing for her, so that's how she won up over you. Second, she came out here and gave these people a full-blown hip-hop album, which they still show diversity. Something that you don't have, because you're not versatile. Another reason why Nicki won up over you. It's a lot of stuff that you can pinpoint and show if you put it hand-in-hand and look at Cardi come up and Nicki's come up and see why Nicki one was more genuine. That you can look at that with how I looked at it. In my opinion, I felt like Lil Kim was also in the same boat as Cardi. She was sort of handed a career because of Biggie. He put her in that position. So the same thing happened with Cardi. The only thing is, her Biggie was the actual industry, because they wanted to get rid of Nicki. So with all that being said, Cardi would never have a genuine come up, and she would never genuinely appease to a lot of people, because she don't have no impact.
It's to the point, the people who was rooting for her in the beginning, I don't see them posting about her no more.
And that's because they had a
motive. It was paid advertisement.
Yeah, they had a motive. And they trying to force this whole idea on us as if she's been a stripper, and a stripper came out, and now she's a rapper. They trying to push that on us to make it seem like that's something natural. We got strippers out here that wanting to be rappers now when they can actually do it. Like, no. Stop. We don't want that story. Something that y'all about to fabricate and make up to make it seem like it's something that's just so amazing and out of the ordinary.
Yeah, like we
where y'all feel it's an impact.
We've seen it before. We've seen it with Eve. Like, what else more are you going to show us? Like, we've seen it with Eve. Okay.
And the big difference with Eve and Cardi, Eve actually could spit.
Right. That's so true.
I just don't get it.
I don't understand it. I do. Everything that's going to happen, because Nicki's still the top position, they're going to compare anyone to her. And that's just what it is. Everybody. We got, you know, they've done it from the beginning of her career till now, so I think people should get used to that. But what I can't understand is when you have big names, big people who run podcasts or even shows that have millions of viewers, and you're trying to convince them or tell them you feel that Cardi has a better, stronger, or more impactful come up, and then you can't provide one reason as to why you feel that way. It's like, okay, you said it, but why can't you tell the people what is it you felt that she actually did that made her come up, you know, that come up for female rappers to be inspired by and look up to?
Right.
Yeah. They can't.
And Cardi don't. That one. For me, I feel like she don't even have the mental capacity to even, like.
Not at all. Like, she got the mental capacity for nothing.
She can't, like, turn down. Because, see, her problem is these people out here gave her this mindset where it was like, be you, be yourself, and we gonna love you for that. And that's what they did to her. And now she can't even turn it down, because it's like, well, these people, they like that about me. But eventually that stuff gets annoying, because people don't want to always hear you yelling and acting obnoxious. Like, you got to tone it down, especially now that you're in the public eye and you out here being on this whole political aspect of things. Like, you got to tone stuff down, and she don't know how to do that. And so she's going to keep that mindset that people done forced on us to like. And now, because of that, everything that she do is going to get annoying because she don't know how to switch it up. And these right. same people that was rooting for her from the beginning, these niggas quiet now. Like,
exactly.
You don't even see them posting her songs. You don't see them rapping her songs. But the first thing they say, oh my God, Cardi B is my top rapper. How?
On what list?
You mean your top entertainer. Don't get it confused. She's your top entertainer.
Oh, so the song won Hot Girl Summer by Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla Sign because the winner of Best Power Anthem at the VMAs.
All right. Okay. Congratulations to Ty, Megan, and Nicki.
Well deserved.
Yes, indeed.
They definitely Mary. Deserved it.
We won.
And that's all
motherfucking
we
won.
That's all we needed to hear.
Yeah.
Because they gave that song down the country. And that's another thing. They try to make it seem like Cardi's impact was bigger than Nicki's because she collabed with City Girls on Twerk. First of all, that song wasn't even that. All that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut this, but Lizzo using bots too. I see it. They got proof.
You know what? That's for a whole different song.
I see the proof right here. I'm for searching. Real? Yeah.
Oh, you searching the proof? Okay.
Yep.
What'd you find out?
That she got bots. Want me to screenshot it to y'all?
Please.
I'm sorry. We got to get our guests on here too.
But
you know what?
Go ahead. Finish what she was about to say.
Yeah, I'm just saying that people need to stop being surprised when it comes out to the public that they're using bots and stuff like that to make their streams and their music popular, because that's what they do now. Especially Atlantic, they're behind a lot of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm finna send it to
they
y'all.
Got to. They done spend so much money investing into these artists and trying to get their money back.
Yep. I agree.
This woman has bots for days. You got an Abby look what? How many followers this person got? No followers. No, 4 followers.
Wow. You talking about Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they randomly they have bots. Like, it is funny.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, I guess while we're waiting for you to send that, we can move to the next subject while we wait.
You already sent the link?
Who?
Rich.
No, you did not.
Hold up. Let me click that.
Why don't you?
Well, before you, ma'am. Before she comes on, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce that. Today we have a special guest, and you can follow her on Twitter at Miss Candy Big Fine. Her name is Candy.
Candy.
I want candy.
So
go to this page.
We're about to have her on in, like, let's say 30 seconds. Black people time, so a minute.
Well, she active on the other page. Let's see, that was 5 minutes ago.
She got more than one page?
No, I mean, we are in a group chat with her.
Oh, okay.
I may go watch the VMAs,
Our guest is here. Hi, Candy. Hey.
What's happening, baby?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Chilling in New Orleans. You know, it's raining, you know.
She's in New Orleans.
Listen,
okay.
I'm making the accent right now.
Yay.
Yes.
But welcome to the show. Welcome to the show,
man. And it's you good to be here.
Guest. It's our first guest. And we're excited to have you.
Yep.
Let's continue on.
Huh?
Let's go, Rich. No, not you, Rich.
Okay, so the first topic we're gonna cover is, do y'all think that Cardi B is a good fit for being a voice in the political
no.
field?
Okay. Wait a minute. Why do you feel
I'm
that
gonna tell
way?
You why. Because
what's up?
Okay.
Like, her whole career is very strategic. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole thing about when she came out talking about she drugged and robbing me, you know, sounded like Sophia. All my life I had to fight, you know?
Oh my God. So
she come up in there y'all talking about she me. Had to do what she had to do. All my life I had to strip. So she got back pain from that. So what does she do? She does this all the time. It's very strategic. They like to clean up her messes. So she trying to be sound like she this big old political buff and all that. This bitch probably can't even name the fucking capitals of half these states.
Okay. Sound like somebody mama going in.
Let's keep it real, because that's what she does. Mm-hmm. It's all strategy. It's all a distraction. And I'm gonna fuck, I'm not about to say no shit. It's all tea, all shit. all shit, baby. Because I know a stunt when I see a stunt.
And she sound like somebody's mama.
And it's not like Bernie Sanders is using this as a strategy as well.
He has to. I mean, but at the end of the day, he has to. He has to do something to appease to the lower class.
Yeah,
and they feel like it's
a Negro. You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They feel like it's her.
Yeah.
And with that being said, now it might not be a bad idea. It wasn't a bad idea for him to do that. But until they believe she's just a star now, who's very vocal. So it's like, it made sense, but because of who she is, it didn't make sense.
Vocal when
oh my gosh.
Y'all get mad at me. She's vocal when it's convenient, and she's black when it's convenient. That is what she does, because she's just like Bernie Sanders. She want to appeal to these black women, these so-called black feminists. I am not my hair, shea butter crew. And as a woman with a natural hairstyle, I'm not buying it. I'm not drinking the pickle juice, sis. I'm not.
Oh my God. Me either. I'm with you. I ain't drinking no pickle juice either.
No. Shoot. You're saying I said what I said, and I always say this is all strategy. All of it. The whole thing. The whole come up is a big strategy. Because come on now, they have this whole victim mentality that's surrounding her. And my thing, all I'm seeing is they like her story. Oh my God, she started from stripping and some bullshit. But let's keep it real. She was.
Hold on. Repeat that. She was what?
She came from stripping and eating beans out of cans in the family.
Who said she was eating beans out of cans?
You know how that is. Let's not act like this ain't the tea, girl.
Yeah.
All my life I had to strip. My daddy.
We saving that. We're going to save that.
Oh my God.
But come on now. I would never look to her as a political figure. No.
I agree with that. I don't see how she fits that, you know, qualifications. I don't know why they feel like she's that. I get
why.
Let me say that. I do get and understand she is that wave right now. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to look like, okay, she's that wave. Let me latch onto her and use her.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, you know, politics get dirty. And when these people start getting into their little wars and stuff, and they start digging up the past and trying to use it against her, that is when things are going to shift.
Yep.
Oh, it is shifting. The thing is, how it is when Frankenstein created the monster and the monster turned around to kill Frankenstein. This is what's going to happen.
Yep.
The monster always kills its creator. And guess what? When the time gonna come, when she's no use to them no more, she gonna get dropped like a horse fan.
She is, and then that's when she's gonna be exposing them.
Because you know what? All the stuff that they let her get away with now, you're gonna see when it comes to her time, How they gonna throw it back in our face just like they did with R. Kelly? They let him get away with it for so long to the point where, okay, now it's time, we're gonna get you.
Mm-hmm. And see, she'll have the Latina community backing her up. But what they don't understand is, now that you done came in this political field, you feel like you was out here talking about politics all this time and people getting shot and, you know, schools and different things. Now you feel like you a candidate. So now that you done come up here and you done said all of this, it's like, okay, now we got you under a magnifying glass because we want to see what you really about. And then she went and sat down and did this interview, which I haven't looked at yet, but I need to see what she was saying. But the little small clippet that I heard, it was just like, okay, you know, I see that you're struggling trying to, like, get your words out of what you want to say, which she always been this way since she came in. But at the end of the day, you already know that your mind don't process like you want it to. So for you to sit up here and talk to Joe Biden like this, it's just like, okay, these people watching you want to see how intelligent you are. And if you're not giving them the words that they want to hear, them niggas is going to make you look real stupid on TV. So I really would hope that she won't get up there on TV trying to sound all smart.
That's what she got to do. What do you mean?
Yeah.
All my life. All my life.
She can't sit there and just be, what I heard. Nah, she got to sound smart. Talk the way she talks sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they done forced that on her, so it's like now she got to do it.
Like, she don't realize she's a chess piece. She's a chess piece. She's also a casualty when it comes to hip hop because they're just gonna use her to the point where it's like, okay, you know what? This new girl got something that we need. Then they're gonna drop her and put somebody else in her place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, she didn't do her job. She did part of her job. She didn't completely fulfill what she's supposed to have been doing.
Exactly.
And that was to get Nicki out of here. Mm-hmm. So that's why they didn't care about her fighting her, you know, trying to fight her or nothing like that.
Exactly.
They didn't care about that. But I bet you she won't roll up on her today.
I know that's right.
I bet you she won't. Nicki gonna bloop, bloop, bloop.
Exactly. Candy, you still there?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Allow me to break conversation, but me being from New Orleans, that whole fight thing, it was pure publicity.
Yeah. We know that.
Is not a fighter. She has been heard in multiple interviews that she's not a fighter.
Yep.
She has sent motherfuckers to beat up people and all that. That's a pussy. If you really wanted to fight Nicki Minaj, y'all bitches met in a hotel and everything. You would have seen
that. That's what I said. I agree.
So everybody thinking she's about this life. Any loud bitch could yell and run at security.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I'm from New Orleans. If a bitch coming for me, if she get me off guard, bitch, I'm going to get you and your friends one by one.
That's how it go. That's how it go down. Y'all want to get me? All right. After this, I'm getting each one of y'all individually.
Squidward looking ass.
Oh,
now talking shit. I'm like, if Rod didn't give her the knot, why are you saying something about Rod?
Exactly.
Because she felt like now this is what she said. She felt like Cardi had to defend herself while being there, and she felt like Rob was coming at Hennessy them as well. But my problem was Hennessy them was coming at them.
Thank you.
They were starting with them.
Hennessy and Patience and her motherfucking snap on wig. Hennessy and Patience was snap all lies, talking shit. They tried to clean that shit up because Cardi B looked like an ass. She gonna have to pay those designers back for that dress she fucking ruined.
Yep.
That dress she fucking ruined and stuff like that. Y'all look like an ass. So what do? They come with that narrative. Oh, she stopped my bag. Oh, she said something about my child. You know one motherfucking thing. If Nicki Minaj said anything, if Nicki Minaj fought it, it would be all over the internet. So why can't we find her talking about your child?
Exactly.
Why can't we find that?
Oh, Lord!
Why can't we find that? Because this, you are, and it's the truth is in people's faces, but they're not seeing it. You got a record label.
No, it's not that they're not seeing it. I think they don't want to see it.
Yeah, it's just,
I think it's more that people don't want to see it. Yeah. They feel because some people, but it's like some people have already been like not liking Nicki in a way, which is hey, to each his own.
But for it to be to the point where now, oh yeah, she does this, she talk about this, she talk about that, and it's like, okay, what's the problem with that when you got everybody else that's doing the same thing?
Exactly.
Y'all just don't like a woman of color and power.
They don't like that she is thriving.
They okay with Beyonce being and like being that way because she's private.
They in hip hop, men love women that are easily controlled and
yep.
easily manipulated. And this is why half the rap beats with females always happen, because there's always a man, men, people are in a middle party up and there throwing the shot, saying she said this, she said that, but nobody got receipts.
Yeah.
So, give me the receipts. I'll get us from returning to the motherfucking store or leaving on the playground.
Exactly.
I want Partisan there. I want Partisan, the Ghost Rider, to I want to hear they next, whatever they got coming up next.
Ain't nobody checking for Miss Partisan. They try to and they think we fucking stupid. Remember when Be Careful showed up and he rapping that shit word for word? Then all of a sudden, bitch, you got a song come out of it. Bitch, ain't nobody dumb.
No, they tried to use. They tried to bury that shit. Yeah, when they came out that he actually wrote that song, what they tried to do was use that to their advantage and sit there. And that's when y'all remember when Before the Queen album came out, that Hard White got leaked. They used that song that got leaked off her album, and he made his own version to it and tried to come up off.
And Charlamagne with his mess.
Ooh, I hate him. Hello?
Hey. Is she still talking? Like, you hear, like, she's talking really low in the back, like something went on.
Huh?
Okay, we couldn't hear you. You went
I
out.
I said, Partisan Fontaine is a nine fucking factor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The fact that y'all try to bury that shit and did that tired ass bagging it up somewhere, I don't even... Child, get a bag and bitch you right back in it, because ain't nobody worrying about you. Go sit your ass in Cardi B basement in her motherfucking public house where her parents are there.
They probably, and that's another issue that I had. You supposed to be making all this money. Your people still stay where they stay at.
That's what I'm saying.
That 360 deal eating her up. That's what it is.
Right.
She ain't made not one effort to do a tour, yet Megan just came up and she done traveling the world. So
this is the thing they wanted to say,
like her impact and everything coming up, and like how her first album made so much numbers and sales. I'm saying, if your first album did that, why can't you go on a tour? Because everyone knows, as an artist, most of your money you make is from your tour.
Exactly.
Y'all forget that she still it's like, so that, remember, she was the first person she was getting sued about was her manager.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They basically were saying that he put her in a bad deal. So he's suing her for however much. But if that woman still goes on these tours and everything, she's paying him.
Mm.
But the thing is,
She can't technically headline her own tour, because if she does that, that money is going to that man.
But you would think that she would come go on that now. Route. To,
but let's keep it real.
She can't.
You got three number ones and a number one album. Before Nicki even had a number one album, she was still touring.
Right.
But y'all have to remember that Nicki has all of her 360 rights. All her touring, merch, everything that she does goes to her.
All this shit coming to you and your net worth is on $8 million. No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Same with Drake. The reason why Drake cannot seem to get away from Cash Money, not Young Money, Cash Money, is because they upfronted him so much money when he first got signed. Mm-hmm. That man has to pay that back in.
Yeah.
So he worth $100 million, but my thing is, like, who knows how much he actually owed them?
Right.
No telling.
They fronted him money. They fronted him money when he first came aboard. I think with Nicki, it was kind of different. So that's why it's like kind of, she built her way up in a way, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
She made Lil Wayne give her some money, but at the same time, I felt like she talked a good game to get them to do what they
needed. But she was worth it.
Exactly.
Every penny.
And she still had the money that she came up off. She still had that to the side too. So she, you know, she pretty much played the game like how she was supposed to.
And yeah, she played it smart.
She lined it up.
She was smart.
She did what she had to do, and look where she at now.
That's why people got, you know, they got so much issues with her, because she's actually very smart. She didn't make, you know, stupid decisions and stuff like that that would just, you know, ruin her career later. She was smart in the way she handled everything.
Yes, she was.
She may have been a female. She may have been a female, but business wise, she did.
Not a normal seeing her. Yeah. That's why they coming at her. Nobody's seeing her.
She said it from day one. She don't want to just be a rapper. She want to be a mogul. Because there's never been a female rap mogul.
Exactly.
She has done and she's doing things none of these girls have ever did. Which is why it's surprising that people keep on putting Kim in a conversation. Because Kim has never achieved this kind of success. She was
That's the only key thing Kim has. That is the only thing Kim has.
Wig, which are badass fucking Party City wig. The fact that, you know what, y'all ain't doing nothing but hurting her. Because y'all keep putting this girl up on the side of this beautiful girl, showing how much better her wigs and shit look. And Kim looks like, and let's keep it real, I grew up in both eras. Kim always made the worst dress list. Always.
Of course.
She's a fashion icon, bitch.
Girl, now, Kim was already wearing rocking name brand. So my thing is, even when they come up with that, like, oh, Kim was rocking name brand. Yes, you were a person to rock name brand. Wonderful.
So was Foxy, had the money. Though.
Exactly.
Right. You had money to rock out of name brand.
Foxy was the first one to walk up. Remember the I'll Be Good video with Jay-Z? Yep. First one to wear a Dolce & Gabbana, long Dolce & Gabbana dress. First one to do so. Foxy was the first one to have all of that, but everybody ignored Foxy because Kim had the most outrageous look.
And that's all that it is.
And but the better rapper was Foxy.
Yeah, and the reason why they keep pushing Kim too is because of Biggie. Biggie had a bigger reign than Jay-Z did.
People at that time,
but Biggie was bigger. So because Biggie handed Kim that career and was like, okay, you my side piece, let's do this. Then she got bigger. People was looking at her because of Biggie. Then she got with Junior Mafia, made her even more bigger. So now it's like, all right, they already knew from jump that Foxy was the better rapper. And they wanted hands on her. But Jay-Z was like, nah.
But the gag is, Biggie wanted Foxy for Junior Mafia.
Exactly.
That's what everybody failed to realize. That's why
Man.
You fading. Come back.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't hear me?
Yeah, we
can hear you now.
They act making it sound like Nicki was this wicked witch that swooped down to lollipop hip-hop land and ruined all the female unity. Like, Kim didn't have a problem with a lot of girls.
Kim had a problem with almost every female during her era. She had a problem with everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Foxy was a better rapper.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. Check the freestyles. Check Foxy's freestyles and check Kim's.
Yeah.
Foxy ate it up every time.
Every single time. And they don't like that. They don't like it. And it's crazy that they want to erase Foxy.
Shit. Hello?
Wait. You were out. You were out for a while.
Hello? Yeah,
we hear you now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
She left.
Dang. You got to send her the link over.
Yeah, you can send it over.
Give me a second. Okay. Give me a second, people. I'll move my little fingers over here. Hold on.
But she was going in.
I'm not... We need to save that part.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm saving that. I'm gonna use that too. Like, all my life I had to strip. Sweet Jesus. But you know what? She made a point, which I was saying the same thing. Like that whole tweet thing with Cardi B and that tweet that they said Nicki liked. Every tweet Nicki has liked, if it's the slightest bit shady, It made it all over the blogs.
Are you back, honey?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what I was saying.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Hold on.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I can.
Yes,
yeah.
We hear you.
Like I was saying, Kim rapped like a man, wrote her shit. Like the man rules with an iron stick. Foxy was all about being a boss. Mm-hmm. That's why I say Nicki is more like Foxy than Kim.
Exactly.
Because Kim is all about, Nicki is all about being a boss. Getting your own money, writing your own
shit. Yeah.
These niggas is my son, not the other way around. I'm not nobody's creation. I'm my own.
And that's what they don't like. They don't like that. Uh-huh. The hip-hop community do not like that. And that's why I feel like they were okay with bringing in Cardi because that was a person that was like, oh, I'm in it for the money.
Yeah, she was definitely
okay, vulnerable. We can use her.
We can use her because she's definitely...
We can use her to our advantage. We can make you a star. We can do this. We can do that. You just have to diss her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She was okay with
it. That you have two, three women coming out saying, this is the open record label is trying to pay me to go at you. Even Angel Hayes said, she said, I will never go at Nicki, no matter how much money they offer me. Angel Hayes said, Cash Doll, Cupcake, Lady Leslie.
Exactly.
Yep.
But everybody want to ignore that this woman has been dominating.
You know, they're gonna ignore it because just how you got some people. Now, this not saying that this is true or not, but just how some people have sat there and said that Nicki has stopped their bag. I don't believe it.
You know,
that's just another narrative that was out there, just like with the Cardi one. Like, all these people are saying that Atlantic is paying them, was trying to pay them to diss Nicki, and then you have people over here saying that Nicki stopped their bag.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Not nothing. You know what's ironic is that they wanted to believe the whole stopping my bag situation because, like, how many people said it.
Yeah.
But then when the proof came up that Lady LaSher was exposing that they was trying to pay her to beef with Nicki, nobody wanted to pay attention to that.
Yeah, they paid
it. They didn't.
Right, so I'm sitting here like...
Cupcake said the same thing. Every day been saying it. And my thing is, you're not going to sit here and believe these people that actually had meetings with these people versus when you ask these women, hey, how did she stop your bag? You can't tell me how she stopped your bag?
And the
only person that tried to explain herself was Lil' Kim Artist, what she said was somebody came and told her that Nicki won't like
you. You talking about Tiffany Fox?
Yes.
Girl,
Tiffany Fox herself said.
This a relevant. I'm like, bitch, you ain't even, first of all, you're not even in a fucking sentence as Nicki Minaj. The fact that you feel like you have beef with this woman. She don't know
but Nicki stole her style, though. Nicki stole her style for the Barbie Teens video. let her tell that Nicki stole her style. She stole her look, her yellow wig, and you know,
girl.
I was like, wait, but didn't Missy do this too?
Exactly. Like everybody that had a yellow wig.
Not even just a yellow wig, just with the little string.
First of all, you already lose credibility because you are Kim you are Kim Prodigy. Why you not asking Kim why you ain't popping all these years?
Exactly.
Right. Your fucking bag.
But it's Nicki though. And that's
Kim ain't even Remy.
My thing is,
Remy
needs to check too for love and hip hop.
Let's keep it real.
I said,
Kim Remy was the catalyst. They think that because masculine baritone Remy, she stopped my bag, son. You know, she stopped my bag.
She was doing this to a lot of girls. She was doing this to a lot of them.
But leave out the video where you talk about all you hoes was intimidated by this tiny woman. Because she was better looking than y'all and she could rap better than y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Y'all trying to justify her success, but the fact that she sacrificed, gave so much of her life, all of the things that came together to get her the way she is, y'all are completely glossing over the fact that she grinded her ass off. She didn't fuck no DJ. She didn't fuck no Wayne. She didn't fuck nobody like Kim.
I don't think she messed with Gucci either.
Heck no.
Gucci, no, he was lying.
Gucci. girl, Gucci.
I remember she tweeted that. Shoes. I was cracking.
Let alone get a, let alone get his diamond shine.
If he said he messed with Sierra, he said he messed with a lot of people. And they were like, yeah, he exposed Nicki and that. Like, nah, Nicki sued them. Like, you better take this out. Like, this ain't happening.
And the fact that she so forgiven, even though he lied.
Exactly.
Yep, mm-hmm. And that's when she made that Make Love song. Yep.
Like, I'm like.
And think about it, though. You got to think about it. The people who have done her wrong, who she's like, again, came and still did something for, y'all know it still benefits her. Like, you lied on me, sir. That's cool and all. I do this record with you, but how much you're not finna get paid on?
Exactly.
So that's why I feel like with that song with Tyga, that Dip song, how that song to get on his album, because he wasn't finna give her none of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't finna give her no money. Only thing he finna give her, you can have the single. Me and you, we co-did this single. She's getting money off that single, but he wasn't finna put that song on the album. Mm-hmm.
They want to make it seem like her music ain't selling, but I'm sitting here like she's getting gold, she's getting plaques, like, you know, they don't want it to sell.
That's the problem.
Y'all want her because they want to put her in the same category as him,
but they can't. My that's thing not gonna is, ever happen.
Never. She never was.
And she wasn't Foxy doing nothing when she came out.
Yeah, if Foxy didn't lose her hearing, she would have been in the position that Nicki was in. Because if you look at it, Foxy was already rising. And she was rising more than Kim.
Yeah, and she was working. She was working with all types of people, just like Nicki did. She was working with Master P and Mia X. All these different people, but Kim was only working with who they told her to sound similar. Cardi B does the same. And they always talk about all Megan Thee Stallion. She ain't never acknowledged Megan Thee Stallion's existence. But y'all all about you.
That's how they lie. And
My thing is, they need to leave this ladies' night thing alone too. Exactly. Because my thing is, like, no, for what?
We don't need another one. Right.
If we're gonna do a female rap anthem, make up a new one. Make you fit
And I feel like that's what Nicki and Megan just did.
Yeah, that's why I feel like they did too. But they leave it up.
That's another anthem that just happened.
This fucking video, bitch, dropped a video. The summer almost over, home.
That's Megan. I think it's Megan. She won no award for it. Hopefully, they can hear the song.
My thing is, I like Megan Thee Stallion, but I don't want her to start acting weird.
Yeah.
The only time I could feel like she'll start acting weird is if she's put in that position. What type of position, I'm not exactly sure yet, but she has been able to handle herself. People feel like she throws shade, which my thing is, I've never seen her throw shade. What I have heard her say was, you know, she's okay, she want to work for Cardi now. I have heard her say that.
Exactly.
If Megan came out and said that Casper was sitting beside me with a pen, then Cardi will open her mouth. But until then, they not even gonna look at it that way, because Megan is out here dropping freestyle. She done got on Sway. She done got on other platforms and sat up here and did freestyle. She done did freestyles on her own. And Cardi, you can tell Cardi is intimidated by that. They want her to accept it, but you can't do that. And y'all got the you haven't seen not one female. The older females congratulated Megan.
Not one.
They just showed that they vibe to the music, to one of her songs.
I feel like they don't really like the message. And the reason why I say that, we all see how Megan raps and we all see the stuff that she do. But what the stuff that she do, what is so different from what Cardi does? Because Cardi did this exact same thing. And y'all supported
her.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I don't think like Cardi would get on stage. She would be moving her stiff back. She ain't rolling nothing. And then when she do all of this, y'all supporting it, y'all bigging it up.
Give it up, my
Megan
God,
turned around and did the same thing.
Oh my God! Ooh, look, Nikki Sugar
Number One. Sugar
Number One look like a bird, but she's a bird. She's the bird. She's a bird.
Oh man!
You are not acknowledging, and when she's showing Nikki Love, this is the one thing that's gonna be the line in the sand. The fact that she came out showing Nikki Love, that bothered these bitches.
It did, because you know why? Most of them allied themselves with Cardi against Nikki.
Uh-huh.
Most of the OGs allied themselves
with Cardi. And y'all just vicariously with her success.
Right.
But her success is smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Nikki's success, you see it on the fucking forums list.
Right.
You even see her live on Pants of Squidward back. Her closing her collaboration with Fendi on Pants of Squidward back. With the struggle, ain't edging. Looking like she tried to draw them on with a pencil. When you see stuff like that, like I say, the line has been drawn in the sand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You want to preach female unity when it's convenient, but none of y'all embraced this woman when she came out. None of you.
Yeah, because it wasn't authentic.
It wasn't
the only one. Yeah, the only one. Right. The only one that really did acknowledge her was, Nikki Trina was Trina at the time. Yeah, and Foxy
Trina,
as well.
Girl.
Mm.
That's another subject. And I love Trina, but what made your people feel like they were so comfortable coming
exactly.
out and bashing Nicki
Minaj? That was the
Thank
problem
you.
That I had. Because they were talking about it behind the scenes.
But
that's what they do. She treat her whole little crew like family.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, they have conversations. Uh-huh. And it just so happened that this conversation had gotten out in it and open. And they felt that comfortable to talk about it.
And
exactly.
I'm very excited. I was happy that Nikki sat there and actually spoke on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's
and
hurt
and
hurt.
It did. And it
CS
did.
And basically, was talking about they were sitting and she said, "What did I do now?" She said that hurt her heart to the core.
Yeah, because that was somebody who she felt supported her.
Exactly.
That was her friend.
She said,
so it's like for y'all to sit here, have done that, that's horrible.
And it automatically took Trina's side. But this is not Nikki's fault. Mm-hmm. Trina, you pushed it down for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nikki gave you the beat and the feature for free. Anybody else would have to be scraping the bottom of their fucking couch cushion. For the feature money.
Yeah. And people would think that Nikki makes bank off features. No, majority of the time she's not charging nobody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She charges people, but she don't charge the people she likes.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that they came out, was going at Nikki neck, then you say, "Oh, I'm King Cardi." Isn't Trina your motherfucking artist?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the fact that y'all brought Cardi up, the fact that y'all brought her up in that situation,
it shows that it was spiteful.
Yes,
it
was very
spiteful.
Because how dare y'all bring her up in a situation that had nothing to do with her in the first place? It had nothing. There was no correlation. Nothing.
And
y'all brought her up.
If I was Cardi, I'd be upset that my name is attached to somebody. But guess what? You made it this way yourself.
No, she ain't upset. She's okay. Cardi is upset with the fact that her name gets attached to Nikki and whoever else. She's okay with
but it. But no, it's gonna kill her at the end because your life, your career is in this woman's shadow for life.
Mm-hmm.
All of y'all career, Rhapsody, all of you bitches, that every time a new bitch come and arise, y'all compare her to her, to Nicki Minaj. All of you bitches, every last one of you bitches are gonna be in her shadow because no one likes y'all because they like y'all music. they see y'all as a tool to get Nicki Minaj out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Kingdom is under attack. She mean that shit. And I see it. And none of us stupid. None of us stupid at all. Because mm-hmm. y'all don't like these girls. Because their music will be selling better. All this shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all bash Nicki for having a number two album. But her pure sales, nobody has topped that at all.
Exactly.
Right.
Not one rapper. But y'all, oh, Remy will kill her. Tierra Rack will kill her. Rhapsody will kill her. But it's not selling.
And nobody is trying to challenge her.
I want to see them numbers. I want to see what's happening there. Because I'm so sick of seeing that online.
I want to see that shit. And I'm going to just sit here and sip my good old sweet tea.
And, you know what, yeah.
Sit here and kiki because you bitch is the same.
Yeah, I want them to drop them numbers because I want to see who is it that y'all really support, because y'all keep saying that, you know, these artists are better than her. So if they're better and y'all support them, they should have the same numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all should get them. That y'all should be able to take these artists and you feel are better, and they need to go beyond Nicki then.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
For them exactly. to be better,
but
same with Young Ma, they would say
selling because we buy her shit.
Right, they would say Young Ma, you know, she's Canone a much better.
Is the reason why much, Queen would play.
True, but the same thing with Young Ma, they would say, okay, she's a better rapper than her. She can smoke it. Okay, so why are y'all not supporting her and buying her music?
She's not using her body.
My thing, Young and May supports Nicki. So she do. I feel like she know Nicki can body her. Like,
exactly. She picks up.
Don't get me wrong, the woman, she got bars, don't get me wrong, but I feel like a lot of these female rappers and rappers know that Nicki can body them. Right. And will body
them. Yeah, they pick their battles, right?
The same situation with Drake.
I'll be right there,
and Meek. Okay, oh, the same situation. Yeah, the same situation with Drake and Meek. He didn't care about nothing else but if Nicki would have dissed him. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Because you know why? He know that if she was to be angry or passionate enough to come after him and diss him, she would smoke him.
Yeah.
And the gag is...
He was like, oh, damn, I gotta diss her.
But the gag is...
Now I gotta diss
her. You know what? All the bodies are
there. You know what? That too.
She knows everything. Oh, I bet that she knew about his time before everybody did.
She probably did. She probably did. I don't know. Depending on them, because they funny. They funny actually, so we would never know. That's what Lil Chipmunk was on his show. Ask her about Drake. Ask her, what about it? You know? Do you know Chipmunk? Do you know Tom?
Ain't nobody worried about him. Like I was saying, nobody's worried about the most irrelevant Chipmunk of the Chipmunks. Who fucking checking for Theodore? Nobody. Baby, only time they checking for you is when you talk about Elvin, i.e. Miss Joe Bud.
Miss?
Miss Joe Bud. And then he had the nerve to go his raggedy ass on his little fucking Android phone Twitch page. Talking about she washed, but I bet you trying to get her attention, but I bet you won't say that to her face.
He won't.
Because the industry is full of so many weak ass men.
Oh, yeah. They can we know that.
And Paige Funk. Charlamagne bought him Paige Funk. And Joe Budden has
that's why he used the bleaching scheme.
That Charlamagne bought him Paige Funk. Even, what's his name? Fuck. Flex.
DJ Envy.
Funk Flex.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did say it too.
Funk Flex has talked about it. People ignore. He says there's a lot of people that offer him money. The same people that took the money is the ones that's picking Cardi up and all this other shit. Nobody wants to talk about that. But guess what? At the end of the day,
you like saying that name.
I'm just saying. Dang, Candy. You ain't got to do that.
I don't know. She's probably
moving around.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She got to stay in one area where the bars are.
Tell her that day when she get on.
I'll tell her. Candy.
Hello.
Yeah.
I said at the end of the day, all of it's gonna be.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Are you moving around?
No, I'm in the bed. I'm in the bed.
Okay, that throws out my whole theory. So go on.
But at the end of the day, all of it's gonna be exposed.
Oh yeah, it will. It will. Oh. At some point. I feel like with that documentary she got, like she's holding on to it because she knows that is gonna be the game changer.
It's gonna be an atom bomb on these bitches.
Yeah, and it's gonna be. Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah.
When that dropped, I feel like she wants to prepare for the backlash, but not the backlash in the way like, oh, you know, people don't believe it. The backlash of all these people that are going to want to come for her neck because she done exposed all of them. So yeah. like she's trying to say, okay, I need to set myself up, make sure I'm in a good place. I'm ready for this because when this drops, when that day comes and that documentary drops, a lot of people are going to feel some type of way. Even people that probably thought that they didn't make it on the documentary did, because if you played in any way of trying to destroy this woman's image for something she didn't do, you need to be on there. The same thing with Atlantic. I don't want her to become like, you know, cool with them and be like, okay, let me just forget what they did. No, I need you to expose them, because there's a lot of artists before you where Atlantic destroyed and does so much too, and they couldn't speak out. So if you go ahead and do what you do, you are also fighting for that.
Why so I can't wait. Think they were paying holding Miss Music hostage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know she couldn't take out Nicki Minaj, so they want this shiny new penny, which turns out to be a rusty one, in Cardi B. In Cardi B. They think she's something new, something fresh. She's a breath of fresh air. But she's still, at the end of the day, a cultural stripper. Who will do anything for a fun?
Do some strange for a little piece of junk.
Exactly. Including stage a fake proposal. Hide a pregnancy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of this is strategic.
They had to figure out how to put that in the mix too.
Because Nicki not going to work.
Yeah, they're gonna find that out the hard way. They already finding out, because I'm sure they thought after that Fashion Week incident, like that would have been the icing on the cake, that would have really put Nicki down. But that backfired because that knot was not supposed to be there.
Exactly.
When she walked out, that knot was saying, "Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm here." That's what happened. Like, it was not. She was not meant to leave there looking like that. And it backfired.
And Nicki was talking about how one of her people was over there trying to record her. Had a phone.
Wait, what happened?
Recording, ran up on Nicki. Instead of stopping it, she was recording on her phone.
Oh, yeah, her manager. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying. She knew it was a setup. She knew it was a setup, because that's your artist. If this wasn't no publicity stunt and no setup, you would have been trying to stop her. You wouldn't be there watching and recording.
Because I wouldn't want my name tied to nobody looking like an angel. And Nicki came out looking the same way she did when she walked in. And you came out looking like a lumpy pancreas. You look at a lumpy Quasimodo ass neck. Ass out. Wearing your good old control top panties. All your bunions showing because you ain't got no shoes on. And she look organized like, oh, I do it again. Girl, we didn't see you get your ass whipped a number of times. Sis, you can't fight.
You know what?
A bitch's high blade under his tongue. We not gonna run up with nobody on nobody because she knows she's surrounded by security. We gonna get that in the bathroom. We gonna get that hoe. When nobody's watching, we gonna get that hoe.
Yeah, she had to. That's the crazy part. She had to have known that. Oh, dang. She got cut. Let me see if I can invite her back. Hold on.
Yeah.
Then
I'm back, baby.
Hey.
What's up, baby? That was making fun of my don't.
No, no, we're not making fun of your accent. We love it.
I'm so goofy. Anyway, let me know.
That's what I'm waiting on. He did say he had to go and do get something. Uh-huh. So I'm just waiting for him to come back. I guess when he comes back, you see it, he'll jump in.
Summer anthem. Hot girl summer just won the best summer anthem.
Just now.
Just now.
Wow. So okay. So they with the VMAs. So they won two awards then.
What you mean? Who?
Meg and Nick.
Yeah, they won. What you mean? Two awards.
Wait, Erica, you said they won another award before, right?
It's probably the same award.
Oh, okay.
And she won.
She said that they won for Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah, for the best summer.
That's what she was saying. Yeah.
Okay.
As they should.
Yeah, I agree.
That she got on. I ain't watching it still. not if there's a surprise performer yet. But I doubt it.
Yeah. You know, D-Lo has the card. So we don't know what subject to go to when he's gone.
Anyway.
I don't know where he had to go and get some. That's what he said. He's taking too long.
Oh, okay.
That's how we feel about you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, Erica? All right.
What's up? What's up?
Okay. I've been trying to hold my mouth. I didn't want to say nothing.
You've been trying to hold your mouth? For what? Don't bite your tongue now.
Okay. I'm not hearing
okay.
that.
Okay.
I'm sitting here sipping my my tea, which we know has vodka in it.
Oh, we know that now. We didn't know that before.
Yeah. Oh, you know now.
You see how smart he is. You see, you heard that?
I already told you I was daybreaking.
This is what I take from him all the time.
Oh my God. Y'all are not going to y'all not gonna jump me on this show. We're not tag teaming. We're not doing that.
I just had to point something out to her real quick. That's all I did.
It's raining down in New Orleans.
It's raining here in Chicago, too.
Chicago. Okay, what's the deal with Shauna? Seriously.
Crocodile Sandy? I don't know.
How with that 27-piece? Girl, nobody worry about you.
You know what? I don't blame her. She's been irrelevant and dead for so long. So for her to take that opportunity, I get why. Like, I don't really blame her for it, but I would have respected her as she just said, you know what, I want to challenge you, and just come out, challenge her, and let it be, instead of trying to make it seem like to feel this hate train, make it seem like she was dissing you,
like most of these raggedy hoes do,
right?
These raggedy hoes be doing. Oh, she talking about me? No, bitch, it applies to you. You're a bum bitch. Deal with it. Deal with your bum bitchery.
MTV said that Megan would be back later.
So she's gonna perform, or?
I hope so.
She already performed the pre-show?
Right, but she did the pre-show. Yep, she already did that. That's when she won the award that came out and gave it.
And everybody was talking about Nikki's dances was spotted. Girl, don't put on y'all clown outfits too soon.
But you know they dance for a lot of people too. Well, I know a couple of them do dance for someone else.
But I would get my life if it was a surprise.
It could be, but they gotta put out the video.
Did she on the pre-show? Did she do Hot Girl Summer?
No.
Okay. Do you see how they had on the pre-show? I would get my life if Nikki surprised a surprise performer and bought Megan out.
She has to. That only makes sense for Nikki to come out with that woman. Uh-huh. If she don't come out with that woman to do that, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now she really gonna be talked about.
People were pissed. They were pissed.
But it'd be better. They'd be pissed if she did show. Oh, now she just wanna. But it'd be a better look though than her not.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Cause guess what? That'd be even.
I can't even find my remote controls. Wait a minute now. Who's stealing batteries?
And the fact that she's not there, people talking about her.
Of course, I need to take down my hair. I'll tell y'all that much. I look like somebody else.
Cardi B.
I gotta redo my hair.
Oh no, I look better than that.
That, you know what? Pop. I'm about to find this little card that he put together because.
You think you can find
I'm gonna try.
What?
So, next subject we're gonna talk about is, are rappers too quiet in addressing things?
Yeah.
They. Damn.
Hold on. Hold on.
Are rappers too quiet in addressing things that they don't agree with?
Now this is the only thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that some of them are too quiet. I believe the ones that speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we to sit here and tell somebody to shut up? You know, yeah. If they're discussing the issue that they're having, but what you say have to go with how you act as well. So that's the only thing I can say. For example, T.I. speak out on a lot of things, but you ain't doing your wife right. So I'm not listening to nothing that you say.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, not only were our rappers not speaking up, they complacent.
We hear her multiple times. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I might have to rejoin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Damn.
But my thing is, not only are they not speaking up, they're complacent. Yeah. They always preach about us getting our own, but y'all won't protect our own.
Hey, Pop Smoke, mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj is welcome to the party. Debuts at number 5 on Billboard Bubbling Under.
Billboard Top 100?
Bubbling Under. Bubbling.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's bubbling. Number 5. So it has a chance to go to get into the 100.
Okay. All right. That's good.
It is good. It is. He's not mainstream whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Pusha T just dropped the track with Cash Doll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. I'm back.
Welcome back, Mr. Late.
You get the rich treatment right now.
Why does it have to be my treatment?
You always get your treat being treated wrong. So, hey.
Oh, so you prove it by doing it to someone else.
You get the rich treatment today since he likes to be sensitive. Is everything okay?
Huh?
Is everything all right?
Yeah. I was cooking. And I had to go and check the pots.
Okay, yeah. I guess you got to invite her back. But we was on the subject. Let me pull up again.
Welcome back. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you good.
Okay, so child, I don't know what's going on, but this podcast is fire.
Thank you, love.
Thank you.
And what were we talking about? Rappers not speaking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can go
like
ahead.
I was saying, I said not only are they not speaking up, they're complacent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that y'all always talk about we need to have our own. Y'all want to be social media activists, but y'all ain't protecting our own. Y'all not protecting the people that advocate for pushing their pen. Y'all see this just like these people y'all call frauds as a money grab.
Yeah.
It's a money grab to y'all. Why you think T.I. bought out Iggy Azalea? How many audiences she will reach? Being, I don't want to say it.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
Being raised in the potato sack.
Oh my gosh.
How many audiences? You try to use her as a tool to corner the female rap market too.
He did?
Yeah.
To try to quote, knock Nicki down the pain like most of y'all do. But that failed too. Because she didn't have it. She had a cute little body. It was cute.
But they paid for it.
Yeah. It was cute, but she couldn't sustain. Like most of these girls, y'all could, you can't sustain because y'all don't think long term.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't have the it factor that places y'all wig and shoulders above the other girl. You don't have it.
I feel like with these, I feel like rappers need to speak up a lot about a lot of stuff. Because it's funny, like how that whole Rob Diggle video resurfaced from 4 years ago with her speaking on the fact that when Nicki got on BET and was like, everything that she wrote. And people got mad and thought that that was shade. And then Rod Digger did her interview and was like, why are people mad at what Nicki said? This is hip-hop. If you are part of hip-hop, you need to know how to write your rap.
Exactly.
This ain't nothing new. Nicki just she just mentioned this again. Then Megan starts saying everything and now everybody getting all in the uproar. And for what? This been going on. If you come in hip-hop, you need to know how to write your rap. And a lot of these rappers who respect the origin of hip-hop, they need to be speaking up about this particular subject too. But they're not.
But they're not because of the simple fact they're being paid for.
Exactly.
So that's the problem that I even had with Rod Digger and Fox. Yeah. Rod Digger 4 years ago did say what she said, which I believe why she said it was because it was against Iggy. This is when everybody believed that Nicki was shedding Iggy when she said that.
Mm-hmm. But
so that's why I kind of felt like Rock came in. It was just like, yeah, well, I don't know why they mad at her for saying that. Yeah, you do need to write, but all of a sudden now they switch sides. They switch the stories because of the simple fact it's Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like her.
but she don't write her rap though.
She doesn't write nothing.
And these people can't voice any, they can't voice their opinions the way that they want to anyway nowadays because they're being paid for their opinion.
And my thing is, let me drop a major bomb. She didn't come from nothing. She chose to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That ain't no major bomb. That's just people don't want to see it that way.
Yeah.
She definitely chose
she
to do
chose
that.
To
you
be
gotta
be
keep that
stripper.
At your mama's house because you were being
disrespectful.
You wasn't
being human trafficked. Nobody forced you on the pole. Looking like a chicken with your head cut off on the pole.
Her teeth was jacked up. I didn't see how she didn't decide to get her teeth fixed while she was stripping.
Exactly. Well, that's part of her coming up story.
Yeah.
Her teeth.
And the whole Eliza Doolittle story. We took the girl from the Bronx and made her a lady. But you still look like a bag of shit in.
She looked crazy. She's trying to look like a Barbie doll. If y'all look at her, she's really trying to look like a Barbie.
And they talk about Nicki tweak tough face, bitch. This whole
chick—that's really tweak face. Yep.
Teeth been done. Child, she used to look like a fucking big
stomach, abs, boob. Got her butt done.
All of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But they it look. But instead, they look like they feel her ass with rocks.
Are they playing all of her other stuff, Missy Elliott?
Baby, that chin been fixed. That nose, she used to look like a fucking
ching getting paid over here. Ching getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here.
Okay, so hold on, we're still on that subject. The
no, we could,
but
we
they
could
are complacent. I'm saying it like this: they want the money, but they don't have the balls.
Yeah.
They don't have the balls to speak out because the same woman that they are trying to get rid of have been holding it down, preaching authenticity, writing your rap, and y'all all want to come out and discredit her and tear her down when she is at the focal point. And in my opinion, she is a fucking gatekeeper. She's a gatekeeper to all of you mumbling bitches. Because guess what? At the end of the day, streams is feeding y'all. Because if y'all had to depend on pure sales, y'all couldn't afford a cheese on a watch.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all couldn't afford cheese on a watch. So y'all hoes would get Wick coupons and a good old food stamp card. But now y'all could afford a nice little house in New Jersey.
So this coming on VH1 too.
But you know what? I'm gonna say this. No, she is. She is a gatekeeper. I put her like really up there, like top five right there alone as a gatekeeper because five. Yes. She but as far five. As the subject before we move to the next one, are rappers too quiet in addressing situations? I do. Yeah, they are because look at what Offset said. Look at what he said on that show about the Migos. And no rapper felt offended that he was talking about all the older rappers and stuff and, you know, kissing his feet and whatever, kissing the Migos' feet because of what they did. Nobody was offended. Nobody felt like addressing him on that.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, the Migos should be kissing Nicki's feet.
Yeah, because those streams.
For sales, the streams should be counted as sales. All of y'all should be kissing her fucking feet. She provided that place. Y'all may say Kim is the reason about these new girls. No, Nicki's the reason they eat them.
Yeah, because you know what? Answering out five for those streams, them sales. Mm.
All of y'all will be working at motherfucking Chick-fil-A.
Not even.
Popeye. Chick-fil-A. Telling us we ran out of fucking sandwiches.
But that's all Missy has is visuals. Like, the visuals don't even be going with the song sometimes.
I'm like, really? But that's what
I'm looking at it now. Some of it don't even be going with the song.
They spend a huge amount of money, which that has to be paid back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps talking about Nicki needs to be better visible. She did all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did all y'all hear it does, remember?
Yeah, what's that?
Especially when she did that movie for the
Prince. And her videos told
when she did that movie. That was cold.
It did, yeah. It was a very good movie. It was a very good movie. I saw it from the beginning. I still watch it.
I still watch it too.
Yeah. Like, she really put in her work and people just did not pay any attention to it. They ignored it. Uh-huh. Another. What's that other song she did with Cassie? I forgot that one. The visuals on that.
The Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Boy.
Yeah, Hard White told the story.
Yeah.
Dodger Burn told the story.
Right.
It did.
Your Love told the story.
Yeah.
It did.
Her video actually tell a fucking story. A story that applied.
Mm-hmm.
But you out here talking about burn, burn, burn. Naked with your hard ass rock. I saw that part and I clicked the video off. I said, you know what?
Everybody was like, oh my God, it was actually a good video. For what?
I turned to Jasmine Master. I said, just as I thought, trash. I said, she's so hard ass titties. I'm sorry. I'm glad she got them redone. But they went from dog noses to hard ass rock.
You know what? We're going to move to the next subject.
Oh, y'all know gosh. I go in shit. Okay.
I think that hip hop gonna circle back to its origin of skill and talent.
It's trying
if
to.
If we fast and pray, it will.
It's trying to.
If it has any.
You see that guy Rhapsody up there trying to, you know, be something now, even though she's been out for a team.
Yeah.
You know
if
what?
There's
yeah.
Any future for hip-hop, I mean, it has to come back.
It does. It has to. Yeah. If hip hop is going to last, and if it's going to still be relevant in the future, it got to come back because it can't continue going down this road. If it goes down this road, it's going to be a race. It's not going to be hip hop. It's just come.
And what's the crazy thing about it is, they finna be so mad because Nicki can jump like into anyone she wants.
Yeah.
She can do that. So when it's this real rap and come back, she's still gonna be here. She's still gonna be here selling. Because y'all, them bars gonna be out this world and they gonna be looking like, dang, I ain't no Nicki to get down like that. We knew.
Well, yeah, y'all gonna act like, she never hit Pop Smoke before. She hit that same style. She's hit it before. She's hit the same bars. Y'all just ignored it.
Nicki shit. Bitch, listen to her old song. Why is it so hard? You can literally pull some shit up. And the fact that she's so multi, so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Because come on, remember when Pink Friday came out? She was competing with girl.
Oh yeah.
Admit to it. She's complete with men and the pop girl. If she can sustain the pop wave, she can sustain the male dominating, the male dominant. Bitch, she gonna still be here. Well, y'all up in here talking about
I feel like she here, even with the women. Yep, even when women are here, she's still here.
Okay.
Still the topic of discussion. Yep.
And everybody keep talking about charge. What part of y'all she don't have to prove shit to y'all no more?
Exactly.
She already, all the shit that she said, remember to come on DVD? And they did. I'm doing, I already did it. She already did it. already did it. She already got copied it. Despite not having the
grab, watch my interviews and the
number
mimic.
One, she already
rough ride. EVE, Dave Eva, shout out.
Yeah.
Babby, Aaliyah. These ugly is really boosting my ego. Yeah, she definitely.
I can't see shit
on the feet. No, it's me. I'm so it.
My bitch goes in. She and I like the fact that she can teeter totter in different genres. I like that.
Yeah. She can touch any.
It's just starting to
get on that she cannot rock. That she cannot.
Special presentation.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, of course. Now she used a black man.
Oh my god.
Black gay
oh
man. Gosh. It's live. She used a black gay man.
She got her good old, what you call that quote, she opened it up.
It ain't flat like it was back then. She got a little hump somewhere.
On the side.
She probably got scoliosis because she ain't got no...
Oh, that must be her spine sliding down or something. Lord.
But yeah, she got the drag queens in this video too. In this live, looking like Beyonce.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the drag queen looking like Beyonce. Okay, next topic, because I'll talk about this the whole time.
That was our last topic.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Can we... I'm watching the VMAs.
I ain't watching the VMAs. But if Nikki come on there, you need to notify a girl.
I will.
That's the only reason why
I am watching. Because they said Megan to be back too.
Because I don't want to see Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello blah, 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 fucking pussy. I don't want to see that.
No, she's doing that song where she's supposed to have Cardi Nam on that song, but they all queens and stuff, and Nikki. That's the song she's performing.
Huh? This must be new.
Y'all don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
No.
She did a video, and in that video they were talking about her. She had drag queens, and all the drag queens in there they were looking like somebody. They got one that looked like Ariana, one that looked like Nicki.
To calm down.
Yeah, she's doing this live.
That's how she is. Though she likes to make it seem like she's down. I guess.
Now she playing her guitar.
She playing her good old chords.
They be putting so much money. Taylor Swift be putting money in there herself. Come to think about it, she had money before she even became
a
star.
She was a trust fund baby. but dumb enough to let some motherfucking body buy your motherfucking catalog. Girl, read the fine print. Wasn't your daddy a lawyer?
Hold on, wait a minute.
That's true.
Hold on, so we did all the subjects, right?
Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you guys next time. And a special thank you to our guest, Miss Candy.
What's up?
Hey. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Love and soul.